are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I'm reading this now. Okay, the article is entitled, Five Wives Vodka Banned in Idaho Because It's Offensive to Mormons, but Polygamy Porter is still allowed. I've never heard of either of these. Are these pretty common brands? They say Five Wives Vodka, they say, was named in bad taste and won't be stocked or special ordered, operated in the state of Idaho. All right. They say the label carries the name and an image of five women and apparent reference to polygamy. Really? I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at this. Five wives. I mean, you know, what if all the guys are playing poker and the wives get together? You have five wives in a room. I guess regulators in Idaho notified Elite Spirits distributor that the brand's concept is offensive to a prominent segment of our population. Okay, I guess. But what is this? What is this polygamy porter? That's a drink? What's that? I'm trying to see what that's supposed to be. It says there's a Utah beer named Polygamy Porter. That's available in Idaho. Idaho, they say, doesn't decide what beer brands can be sold in grocery or convenience stores. Huh. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I don't know. I'm looking at this. I had no idea. Five Wives Vodka. I don't know. I mean, I guess in our store we have Sky. Is it Ski Vodka? Sky Vodka? Yeah, I know the cheaper brands. You have, I know there's a brand with the white and red label. I don't buy vodka. I don't drink vodka. Grey Goose is pretty. Grey Goose stands out because that is a beautiful bottle. Grey Goose vodka stands out. Absolute is kind of an interesting looking bottle. It kind of looks like a medicine bottle. That's why I like the Absolute bottle. You know, packaging, a Crown Royal bottle is actually very beautiful. Interesting, the packaging. I don't know these drinks because I don't drink them. Okay, you know, maybe I like a little rum. Okay, who do I got right now? I think we got Kyle working the dial. Yay, hey Kyle, how you doing? Kyle fills me in on all the alcohol type stuff, lets me know what, he knows his stuff with that. When I did organic chemistry, I remember we wanted to make beer and we were going to, and then I guess the teacher called in sick and it didn't happen, and so, I've really been interested in that kind of stuff and distilling and all that. But from a marketing perspective, I have to admit, you know, Grey Goose, beautiful bottle. Absolute, like I said, I like it. It looks medicinal. Crown Royal, very pretty. But other than that, nothing else really stands out. So, no, I've never really seen this Five Wives thing. And, yeah, the other thing, too, is doesn't that kind of scare men? You know, a lot of times, you know, when men want to drink, they, you know, looking at something with five wives, I don't know if that's really the best marketing anyway, if you ask me. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have an anonymous email here. Doctor, I'm a Republican who lives in Ohio. Now that Romney has clinched the primary, I'm worried he won't win the election because of his Romney care debacle when he was governor. He's been avoiding the topic nicely, but what happens during the debates with President Obama? We could be in trouble. This came up 6 months ago. One of you had asked me if I was Mitt Romney's advisor. Not that, you know, anybody's asked me to advise him. You know, what would I advise him to do, strategically wise, with the Romney care. I honestly, you know what he should do, okay? Because nobody listens. You know, he'll probably start saying, well, this is what Romney care did this, and, you know, we increased patient coverage, and we had less people that were uninsured, and we were able to do this. You know, I mean, he could sit there and defend it, but you know what I would probably do if I were him? I would probably stand up and say, look, I took a stab at the healthcare problem, at the healthcare crisis. It might not have been the best stab, but it did something, and I was probably one of the first people that did try something, all right? And I had the guts to do it. And I have the guts again to try and fix our healthcare system. And I wouldn't go into if it was a failure, if it was a success. I would capitalize on the fact, if I was Mitt Romney, that I had the guts to try to do something in my state to solve the healthcare problem. Because remember, a lot of people are worried that the Republicans don't care about the healthcare situation and aren't for healthcare reform. No, they weren't for healthcare reform the way the Democrats did it. All right, like I said, I hope the Republicans are getting their acts together and, you know, have some bills ready in case the Supreme Court decides to throw Obamacare out the window. But I say he should probably accent the fact and capitalize on the fact that he was one of the very few people that really took a stab at it. And he should also accentuate the fact that you cannot fix this problem first time. You would be very pompous and it would be very precocious. It would be very cocky of you to think that you could fix healthcare in one fell swoop. Okay? Yes, things have to be done quickly, and the bills that are going to be passed are going to address things that have to be done quickly. But anybody with any degree of intelligence knows that this is a multifaceted problem. This is what he should say. And that this needs to be attacked piece by piece and very intelligibly, understanding consequences of each pebble and the ripples that they'll cause as we throw them into the pond. None of this, cannonballing in a pond. You go through and address everything and be prepared for the ripples that could happen economically. And, of course, he should probably say it more eloquently than I did. Of course, you know, he's the one running for president. I'm not. But that's really what he should capitalize on. Honestly, if I were able to, you know, coach him on the debate, just, reiterate the fact that you are not going to go into office. I hope to high heaven he doesn't go into office and try to come up with another 2,000-page bill. I hope not. Right? And I would comment on the fact that that was probably the wrong way to go about this. It scared everybody. We have unemployment. We were talking about how, one thing we are going to be talking about this evening today is how many employers have already made known they are not going to have health care coverage for their employees. They will take the fine if Obamacare does end up passing through the Supreme Court. So, he should comment on the fact that this was very bad for our economy, very poor, and he's going to use better judgment. All right, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Kevin from Oregon writes, Doctor, I'm listening to you now. You're talking about Mitt Romney. I think the Republicans blew it. We're not going to win in 2012. Ron Paul should have been our choice. I love how we turn political on this show, you know? But it's important. I mean, this is going to be a very huge, huge election. We were just talking about before the break, one of my callers was concerned about Mitt Romney and Romney Care and how is he going to address that in the debates with President Obama. Now we have Kevin complaining that it should have been Ron Paul. I mean, here's the thing. We can't be complaining about the past. You all know I wasn't a huge fan of Ron Paul either. I think Romney's going to be fun. And I tell you why. I tell you why. Again, I'm not really excited about anybody in politics. I never have been. Okay, you know, I mean, I know I love talking about Ronald Reagan, and but you know, remember, I was a kid during the time. I thought he was so cool, cowboy, handsome, and still, you know, and there may never be a Ronald Reagan again, but I know, you know, countries feared him, and he was a tough cookie, right? And so, you know, we're going to have people going in and out of the White House, some we like, some we don't like, some we really don't give a heart and dude about. But I think we're going to be okay with Mitt Romney. I mean, you know, he obviously knows something about running a business. He knows something about making money, okay? You know, like I said, he had the guts to, take on health care, whether he did it successfully or not. I mean, just because he attempted Romney Care doesn't mean that's the way he's going to, try to change our country's health care system. And how I look at it is the people that dislike President Obama are going to vote for him. All right. And the people that are Republican in nature are going to vote for him. I think Mitt Romney is going to have to convince is not the independents. I think many of the independents already know where they're going. And I think a lot of people are independent. Because they want, like many people I personally know, they put independent because they don't want to be bothered by either side. You know, they're affiliated with the party. Many independents are affiliated with the party. But because they want to see who the candidate is, and they really don't want to be bothered and hit up for donations all the time. And I'm sorry if I'm stereotyping, but I even considered putting myself down as an independent years ago. I was like, I just play it safe. This way nobody gets mad at me. But then I was like, nah, I'm a Republican. This was before I went on to radio. I'm like, you know what? No. You know, I'm happy with that, and I'm just going to stick with it. But everybody says it's the independents. No. The people that Mitt Romney has to convince are the Democrats who are extremely unhappy with the current situation. And there are Democrats unhappy with the current administration. All right? That is the group that Mitt Romney will have to convince to vote his way. And I would not be doing a song and dance about Romney Care. I would not be doing a song and dance, which many politicians do. Oh, vote for me, I'll do this. I mean, I would have a very honest approach. I mean, one thing that was appealing about Ron Paul, even though, again, I wasn't a fan of his foreign policy, and I know many of you are upset by that, and I would not have wanted Ron Paul to win, but the one thing I did respect him for is he said it like it is. You know, and many people could agree with that. Maybe it's because he's a gynecologist, and gynecologists are pretty direct. You know, if you beat around the bush, you never really get the exam done, figuratively. I mean, meaning, you know, and so, you need to kind of go in, say hi to the patient, and get the work done. And so I think his medical background has made him a little bit more to the point, and people like that. Okay, Mitt Romney should have a little bit more of that approach as long as he's not, you know, ticking people off. And he should say, you know, look, you know, healthcare is a complete mess. I know you all are scared. I'm scared, too. We have this big unknown, this big blur that's in our future. And many of us are scared to death that our health insurance will not cover what it needs to. We're scared to death that we're not going to get health insurance. And if we get health insurance, we're not going to be able to keep it. You know, remember, I said on my show, now I'm not quoting what Mitt Romney should say, but even on my show, I go, you know, we may solve the problem of giving everybody health insurance. But then we have to solve the problem of everybody being able to keep it. You know, you could force and mandate and fine an employer to provide you health insurance, but you can't stop them from firing you. You can't stop them from switching to a different plan. You know, he should address those issues. You know, and say, look, this is a situation. We are in a situation that is probably one of the worst crises I've ever known, and I am going to do the best job I can, all right, with what I have. And I would just be really honest. I wouldn't say I'm going to fix it. I mean, if he says I'm going to fix healthcare, he'd be a liar. And he will lose a lot of the Democrats that are thinking, you know, maybe this guy could do it. Don't lie. Don't do the political rhetoric that most of these politicians do. Remember, the American voter is a lot smarter than that. And I know everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, the liberals. And liberals are smart, too. Remember, many of these people that are liberals, they've gone to college, whether they went to secondary education or not. I mean, I've spoke with many liberals. I mean, they're very educated, intelligent people. Okay? And I know many of you are probably trying to vomit yourselves and stick a finger in your mouth, forcing yourself to vomit at that comment. But, I mean, you know, be realistic here. All right? We have intelligent people on both sides. All right, and from a psychological standpoint, we have a man who's handsome, you know, yes, is population of people who had it better than most of us have ever had. All right, you know, he's rich. People don't like that. But, you know, he may not have the PR savvy that President Obama had and still may have in terms of appeal with young people, et cetera. But I just, if he's honest, you know, and says, look, I am going to do the best job I can. If I don't do that good a job, kick me out. All right, but I'm going to do the best job I can. I understand, you know, Romney Care might not have been the most ideal situation, but at least I made an attempt. I took a stab at it, and I'm going to learn from any mistakes from there, and I'm going to take any good from that and carry it forward to the White House. Just be honest. I just don't want to see this political rhetoric because I'm not going to watch the debates. Because again, remember, both these guys want to get into office. Yeah, Obama wants to stay in office, Mitt Romney wants to get into office. All right? But if I show that you're honest and you're thinking, I'll vote for you. Okay? Well, I mean, I'm obviously not going to vote for Obama, but you know what I'm saying. But honestly, he needs to spend time. He really needs to concentrate on those Democrats who have been pretty open saying, look, you know, I'm sorry, President Obama didn't do it. I mean, I am definitely for a change that gets the employment back and the economy back on track. All right, convince people that you could do that and your policies could do that. All right, I'm confident that the Republican way will help that. All right, and as long as nobody does anything stupid. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of stupid, we have a teenager here that is now being tried because he killed a 55-year-old gentleman in Massachusetts while he was texting while driving. Now, apparently, phone records show that Aaron DeVoe, who was 17 at the time of the February 2011 accident, sent and received 193 texts during the course of the day. He had allegedly erased two of the texts before he handed the phone over to police. And police, of course, could tell, probably by the phone company, that text messages were done. You know, during that time. I don't know if they can tell what kind. Apparently, he states his last message was at 2:33. Didn't get another one until 3:10. But apparently, police have, you know, you guys remember, police find out everything. As far as I'm concerned, you know, after I watched 24, we got satellite, we got GPS, you know, honestly, the Seattle shooter. When they said the Seattle shooter was at large, I knew they already had NASA on the case. I mean, remember, they have everybody on the case. They have images. They're watching. Someone's probably watching me now. Even though most of my windows are covered up with soundproofing in my studio, I am sure there's some periscope-type optics they're using, and people are watching me. We're always being watched. All right, so if you think that you could be texting while driving and then just erase the text, it's not going to happen because I'm sure that the phone company has proof. So, you know, when you're looking at this, now, yes, you could you know, he could have texted pretty frequently at work, but allegedly he did text while driving and unfortunately killed this gentleman. So this texting while driving, even though I'm not for government getting involved, I don't know how to stop. Or, how, you know, saying you're going to get pulled over, that doesn't work because people are texting. You know, people can text one-handed now. If they know their keyboard, they don't even have to look. There was a teenager that came into my office that he was talking to me. And here I'm looking down at his hands, and under the counter, he's sitting there texting with his son. I'm like, what are you doing? He said, I just got to write back my friend. And I'm like, so you're having a conversation with me while you're texting? I mean, people can do it very sly. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, maybe what they could do is your phone shuts off when you're in the car. It automatically shuts down. And then when your car turns off, you could text. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Sorry we don't always get to read your emails the next day. Your phone calls, we try to address the next day on the next live show. But the emails, sometimes I have to group them, you know, depending on the subjects we talk about. Sometimes I have to edit them. Because, you know, you guys cuss a lot in your emails. I mean, not at me, but at the situation, you know, and I have to, I gotta be very, very careful, you know, so we have a team that kinda, you know, edits them down a little bit and cleans them up for us. But this is one I could read on air. Jeanette from Fresno writes, my doctor wants me to quit smoking and lose weight. Easy for him to say. If I quit smoking, I'll gain weight. Should I quit smoking first? Should I diet first? Or do both at the same time? Okay. So we tell you to quit smoking. We tell you to lose weight. We tell you to stop drinking. We tell you to eat vegetables. I would say do it all at the same time. And I tell you why. Okay. Dieting is very difficult to do. Losing weight is extremely difficult. And one of the reasons why it's difficult is because as soon as you stop, you gain it all back. And then you stop dieting for a year or two. All right. I mean, it's happened to all of us. When we gain the weight back, we say, to heck with this, and I'm done. However, I don't want you to wait until you get to your ideal weight to stop smoking. You know, I should have pulled up a couple other emails. I get this all the time. Patients say, look, my doctor wants to put me on a blood pressure medication, but I want to lose the weight first. Why won't he let me lose the weight first? Why is he throwing the medication at me, so to speak? I'm paraphrasing. So, and I get so many of those emails. Well, remember, all right, many of us in the medical field have tried to lose weight ourselves, and we know that you are not going to lose 30 to 50 pounds in the next few weeks. It may take you a good couple years to lose that, if at all. How many of us have said, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, and it never happens? So if it never happens, and you're smoking day in and day out, or your blood pressure is high day in and day out, or your cholesterol is high, or your blood sugar is high, it's causing damage. Now, when I was in medical school, we always said, all right, diet, and I'll see you in 3 months. That was always diet and exercise, and I'll see you in 3 months. Your cholesterol was 300, diet and exercise. Your blood pressure is high, diet and exercise, see you in 3 months. And I learned very quickly, in 3 months, that most of my patients didn't lose the weight by 3 months. So, yes, I'm going to be probably more inclined to start protecting your heart. And you're noticing many doctors are quick to say, all right, let's start you on the medication. What if you don't follow back up? What if you don't follow up, you get a heart attack, right? And then the attorney who is representing the family who wants to sue you says, you had a patient whose cholesterol was over 300 and you didn't even offer any pharmaceutical assistance? You just very lazily blamed him and his eating habits and just told him to go diet and exercise and come back the next season? You see how they could word it? Meanwhile, you're like, well, I was trained. We're supposed to do a trial of diet and exercise first. You know, and trust me, which sounds more convincing to a jury? So many doctors are going to say, you know, look, all right, you know, while you're trying to lose weight, let me give you some protection with blood pressure. And that's what I do. What I do is I meet the person halfway. I say, okay, I know you're on a diet. You're going to watch what you eat. That's great. Even though I got to admit 99.999% people do not lose the weight or not lose the amount of weight that's needed to lower their blood pressure, assuming their blood pressure is caused by the weight. You know, we've reviewed causes of blood pressure ad nauseum on this show. And, you know, weight, yes, is a part of it, but I have rarely seen a person I could release from their blood pressure medications after they've lost 20 pounds. All right, your gastric band patients and your gastric bypass patients losing 80 to 100, oh, yeah, we're talking. I'm able to get them off all their medications. But your typical patient that's 20 pounds overweight, yeah, we may be able to knock 5, 10 blood pressure points off. But if I think your blood pressure is too high and it's going to cause hypertensive retinopathy and hurt your eyes, or hypertensive nephropathy and hurt your kidneys, et cetera, or cardiomyopathy, I'm not going to mess around. But I'm not going to probably give you 10 or 20 milligrams of something. Maybe I'll try 5 milligrams of an ACE inhibitor. All right. What I'll do is I'll give you just a touch of something while you're exercising to meet you halfway. And I explain that to the patient. But most likely you're going to need 10 or 20 milligrams of something, but I won't give you that much because I want to give you the benefit of the doubt that you'll be able to cut back on your caffeine, cut back on your alcohol, exercise, lower that blood pressure on your own. But at least I know I'm giving you some protection while you're dieting. And many people agree to that. They like the idea that they're having some protection, but they know it's not a crutch because it's not going to do the whole job. They have to put some effort into it. Then I reevaluate them in 2 weeks, maybe a month, and then we go from there. And the funny thing is some patients go, you know what, I couldn't lose weight. I'm a little scared. Put me on the regular dosage of blood pressure medicine. I'll still try to lose weight, etc. And I want you to. I don't want you to quit. But I can't stand people not being medicated. And here we are, a year or two later, you never lost the 50 pounds, and your blood pressure is still 180 over 110. Okay? And I know many of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I hate pharmaceuticals, I hate big pharma. You know, yeah, but I hate strokes. I hate heart attacks. I hate, you know, people going blind in one eye. Right? And as far as I'm concerned, these medications seem to prevent that. And I'm sorry if I appear to be pro-medication. And for an MD, I'm not as pro-medication as other medications. I love alternative medicine. If you say your acupuncturist is keeping your blood pressure down, I'll say great. If you say your chiropractor is keeping your blood pressure down, I'm for it. I just want your blood pressure down. I want to see that blood pressure is down. But if it's not down, all right, I'm going to kick the pill in. Okay? Now, the question of smoking. All right, if you're going to gain weight when you quit smoking, and it's so important to lose weight, then when should you strategically try to quit smoking? I would say day one. Because remember, I mean, if you finally get that 50 pounds off, do you think you really are going to want to take a chance of getting that weight back quitting smoking? You're never going to want to quit smoking. And if you're going to be going through all that effort to lose weight, then and you're only going to do it once, you shouldn't do it once. I mean, we, you know, watching our food intake and being on a meal plan and exercising should be a daily event. All right, a daily routine, a daily activity. But if you think you're going to go through, you know, the Biggest Loser program, let's say, and you're only going to do it once, then I would say make it count. Quit smoking at the same time. And I got to tell you, not many people gain as much weight if they're already dieting when they quit smoking. Many people that gain weight are the ones that go, all right, I got to quit smoking. My doctor said I have to quit. I was in the hospital. I was on a ventilator. I can't smoke anymore. I'm quitting smoking. All right. And then, you know, some of them gain weight. But my smokers who are quitting that are already being weight conscious and dieting, they don't seem to gain the weight. So I would say start your smoking cessation program right away. All right. Does that all make sense to you guys? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this diet and exercise plan, you know, some doctors even have it pre-printed on their notes. You know, I tell everybody diet and exercise, but it's easier said than done. You know, and how many of us in the medical profession actually have the time to sit down with you and give you nutritional advice? That's why I love the nutritionists. I wish I could send every diabetic and every high cholesterol patient and high blood pressure patient to a nutritionist. I mean, and more. Somebody with, macular degeneration. I mean, diet is so important. And there's so many benefits of different foods that are out there and antioxidants and vitamins and nutrients. I wish you could have a nutritional session every time you go to the doctor. But doctors, we get nutrition, but we just don't get enough of it. And I had a patient coming in saying, look, my eczema went away, not because I was using steroid creams, but because of my diet. And I'm like, amen to that. Is, you know, but he said many doctors don't know what diet to tell you. Exactly. You know, they don't. And remember, we also have to be careful because if we tell you, oh, just pop fish oil all the time, you know, what if there's mercury in those fish oil caplets? Again, you know, no one's regulated what's over the counter. But eating fish and vegetables, you can't go wrong. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to XM Satellite Radio, who is broadcasting the show worldwide. And a thanks to my listeners for listening. I love it. All right. So we were just talking about vitamins and supplements. And, you know, a study came out today saying excess levels of vitamin D are linked to higher death rates. Now, remember, 2 years ago, this was a big thing, vitamin D deficiency. Oh, Dr. Dolly, I have a vitamin D deficiency, so I need to take my vitamin D. Yes, we know. We know. Vitamin D deficiency is huge. We're not going out into the sun. We're afraid that rickets is going to come back. Eventually, later, there's going to be a vitamin C deficiency, and then we're going to have scurvy, like they did in pirate times. But vitamin D could lead to rickets, bone loss, thin bones. And we are seeing kids in Europe, you know, kind of bow-legged and not having strong bones. And we are seeing vitamin D deficiency. But we're also seeing a huge jump in supplementation with vitamin D. People taking 20,000 units, 50,000 units, et cetera. So, you know, we've talked about this on the show. I've been a little wary about that. You know, I was always worried that high vitamin D could bother the kidneys. I've also been worried that you really can't replenish your blood vitamin D just by pills. We have to figure out a safe way to get sunlight. Now, not expose our, you know, melanin and our melanocytes to free radicals, causing them to, you know, turn cancerous. But, you know, because my patients that have the highest levels of vitamin D are my golfers, the ones that are out there in the sun very frequently throughout the week. So anyway, they say a new study from Danish researchers found rates of death were 40% up in people with high levels of vitamin D. Now, is this high levels in their blood, or is it because of high levels of supplementation? My guess is the high levels in their blood. The study from the University of Copenhagen is based on blood samples from 250,000 patients having tests through their GPs. Now, this was a study reported from a British journal. They say British experts say the UK has a reverse problem. One in four people have low levels. And we've discussed that. We just discussed that. Now, they say the findings show that when blood contains less than 10 nanomoles of vitamin per liter of serum, mortality is more than doubled. But if the blood contains more than 140 nanomoles of vitamin per liter, mortality is higher by 40% higher. Now, they say the lowest mortality rate was when you were hovering around the 50s. Now, many of you, you get your levels, and I'm sure some of you are like, well, you know, are my levels in nanomoles? I think they are. All right, take a look. Usually, I know with Quest Laboratories, and we use Quest Laboratories out here, I believe the norm, you have to be above 35. So if you're 50, that's pretty good. But I have some patients that are 70, 80, my golfer patients. I've never seen it that high, but they're like 70 or 80. I've never seen somebody really high at 140. Now, how do you get that high? It could be a parathyroid problem. You know, your parathyroid hormone does regulate your calcium, your phosphorus, your vitamin D. Is it because people are overdoing supplements? Are they, you know, overtaking? I mean, has anybody ever died of vitamin D intoxication because of the sun? Is there a theory that maybe high vitamin D could increase risks of skin cancer? I don't know. You know, today they were talking about how they sequenced the genome in a tomato. I don't know if they're going to spend any significant amount of time on things that really need to be looked at. And then I think they did a study today. We were discussing about body odor and how you could tell how old somebody is based on how they smell. Bad people smell armpit sweat. I don't know. I talked about in the first hour. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com, hit on demand to listen to it. But, I mean, these are the things researchers are studying. All right, let's really figure this out, because we're having people given 50,000 units a week by their endocrinologist to up their vitamin D. It's working, and their vitamin D doesn't appear to be overdosing, but I'm having many people go, really, should I be taking 50,000 units at a time? I know it's really, really frustrating. I think we really need to figure out what the best way to get our vitamin D is. If there is a way to get it, a safe way to get it through the sun, let's figure out how to do that. You know, I mean, unfortunately, you can't just stick your arm out the window and then just say, I'm going to keep an eye on my arm. Remember, you know, cells can turn cancerous and travel. That's what's frustrating. But my healthiest people are the ones that get sun. And I bring this up on the show all the time. It is so frustrating. So I wish I had better advice for y'all. But what this article is saying, so you don't panic, is if your blood levels are high, and this isn't the first time we saw an article on this. A few months ago, an article came out saying if your blood levels are high, you could be at risk. All right, well, make sure your blood levels are getting taken. All right, and at this point, they were saying up at a level of 140. And again, nanomoles, N-M-O-L. Okay, so make sure that is the unit that they're using when they're looking at you, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of back and forth with the hormone replacement therapy. All right, you know, it seems like the U.S. Task Force has recommended that postmenopausal women should not take hormone replacement therapy to prevent conditions such as heart disease, cancer, or dementia. Now, we talked about this. Before 2002, we were told to recommend it and that it would be malpractice if we didn't put a patient on hormones and they ended up having heart attack, dementia, etc. So, you know, after the 2002 study, the Women's Health Initiative revealed that people were dying of heart attacks and breast cancer, et cetera, depending on which hormones they were taking, then we just kind of stopped recommending it. But I guess what's been lagging behind is the U.S. Preventative Task Force recommendation and seal, where they're saying do not give estrogen for heart protection. Well, we've all known that, okay? Now, what about the vaginal dryness? What about the hot flashes? What about being miserable during menopause? Well, some of you may qualify for certain types of hormones. There's bioidenticals, there's progesterone creams, testosterone supplementation. You know, there's a variety of things that still can be done. You know, for many of my patients, we're like, Dahlia, I don't have hot flashes. I'm just miserable because I can't have sex with my husband. And lubrication doesn't cut it. Well, you know, for those patients, as long as their mammograms are clear and their hearts are healthy, you know, many times the gynecologist will give you like vaginal estrogen, something more localized. So make sure you talk to your doctor. Now, speaking of the area, while we're talking about that orifice, looks like the FDA was very upset with Johnson & Johnson for not reporting or investigating customer complaints about OB tampons and KY jelly lubricants. Apparently, when Johnson & Johnson was going through all that, with the bottles and packages and the fillers having a smell, they received complaints about lubricant KY liquid beads, vaginal moisturizer, if any of you have that in your purse or your cupboard, and I guess OB tampons. Now, they recalled hundreds of packages of Tylenol Motrin. From what I understand, the KY liquid beads, right? I had no idea KY liquid beads were out there. Apparently, the FDA said McNeil PPC, all right, which is part of Johnson & Johnson, never told regulators it planned to sell the KY liquid beads and made substantial changes to the lubricant compared with previous similar products. They say Johnson & Johnson must respond within 15 days and how it'll address the issues or risk facing seizure of its KY vaginal liquid beads and tampons. You do not want those seized. You don't want anything seized that has to do with that. Okay. All right, what else? They received 227 complaints about the product, Johnson & Johnson, from the end of 2010 in June to December 2011, including the fact that the lubricant did not dissolve and had uncharacteristic consistency.
Just use the jelly liquid beads. I don't like that idea.
Not like marbles? Nah. All right, don't go away. We got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.